The 2025 Kansas American Legion Baseball Tournament will be held in Hiawatha. The Class B State Tournament will begin on July 25th, Friday, with an 11 a.m. game. Number 3 Seneca, 12-12, will take on Colby, 15-9, the 6th seed. Then at 1:30 p.m., 4 seed Norton, 13-15, will take on 5 seed Garnett, 13-5. Then the Smith County Blue Raiders, the 7 seed, 16-17, will take on 2 seed Iola, 14-5, at 4 p.m. And number 1 seed Marysville, 19-6, will take on number 8 seed Hiawatha, the host of the tournament, 11-14, at 7 p.m. on Friday. Saturday consolation games in the double elimination Class B tournament will be played at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. The semifinals of the winner's bracket will be played Saturday, July 26th at 1 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. Consolation semifinals on the loser's side will be played at 6 p.m. on Saturday and 8:30 p.m. on Saturday. Championship games will be played at semifinals for the winner's side will be Sunday at 1 p.m. The consolation semifinals will be played on Sunday at 3:30 p.m. with the Class B State Tournament in Hiawatha, Kansas, scheduled for 4 p.m. on Monday, July 27th. The if necessary game will be played at 6:30 p.m. on July 27th on Monday. Marysville, Hiawatha, Norton, Garnett, Iola, Smith County, Seneca, Colby will all vie for the Class B State Tournament in Hiawatha, Kansas, July 25th through the 27th. Beloit Lady Trojan volleyball player Brecken Boudreau has been named as a preseason player to watch by Sports in Kansas. Boudreau returns as a sixth rotation player and one of the top leaders for the Trojans following a strong 2024 campaign. Boudreau earned All-League and All-State honorable mention honors last fall as a sophomore after helping Beloit to a 38-6 record. She finished the year with 273 kills, 87 blocks, 194 digs, 62 aces, and a .399 hitting percentage. Through her career so far, she has totaled 503 kills, 178 aces, 180 blocks, and 304 digs, and also holds the program's single-season ace record with 82. This fall, she will transition from right side to outside hitter, stepping into an even bigger role for a squad that graduated 4 key seniors. According to Sports in Kansas, this year is going to look different than last year, Boudreau said. I'm excited for the positive energy this team is going to bring and ready for the season to start. She also a standout in track and field, placing third in the long jump at the state meet this past spring as Beloit claimed the state team title in girls track. Top teammates to watch this fall include Dakota Gray and Landry Litton. Beloit looks to continue to be a powerhouse in 3A under head coach Brandy Paul. Boudreau's brother Brody was a standout wrestler, track star, and football player, and he will continue to throw at Fort Hays State. The 74th annual K-18 Baseball State Tournament will be played July 26th through 27th and the finals on July 30th at Lucas. First round games on Saturday has Clay Center playing Ellis at 9 a.m., Hoxie versus Clifton Clay at 11:30 a.m., Atwood versus Smith Center at 2 p.m., and Beloit Blue taking on Norton at 4:30 p.m. Sunday's semifinals in the single elimination state tournament will be at noon and 2:30 p.m. Wednesday, July 30th, the championship game will be played at 5:30 p.m. Consolation game will be played at 3 p.m. 2024 state champion included Concordia F&A in first, Smith Center in second, and Beloit Red in third. Beloit last won the K-18 baseball tournament in 2015. This has been John Bowden for Katy Country 94 Z96.3 Sports.